Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us today for Red Rock Retirement Radio. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's jump on in.
I'm thinking about retiring early. What kind of risks will I face and how can I avoid them?
See, this is a conversation I want to have, because here's the frustrating thing I get when I'm talking to folks. Like, I just don't think I can retire, or I have a few more years before I can retire. And I'm like, dude, or sir, or madam, no, you should retire yesterday. A lot of times when I'm talking to folks, they're like, I just don't know if I have enough. And the problem is, you probably have more than you think you do. Most people have more assets than they realize. It's just getting them in the right place to do the right thing. That's the impact. That's the thing we should be talking about. Not if I can retire or when I should retire. We should be talking about, are my assets in the right place for me to retire? Well, again, I have this conversation over and over and over and over again. And I love having it, because oftentimes, again, people just think so negatively about how much they've saved and that they're behind, but most of you are probably doing better than you think you are. And if you need someone to come in and be optimistic for you, heck yeah, I will do that every day of the week. Now, as a professional financial advisor, I'm also going to have the hard conversations with you too. I'm going to have the conversations about risk and what the impact of retiring early looks like, especially if you are part of the minority and don't have quite enough assets to retire. And what I really want to focus in here is, I've got a client, love her to death, but I cannot at all, and I've worked with her for many, many, many years, I cannot convince her to spend her dang retirement money. I ask her and I invite her and I tell her, you need to spend more money every single time I talk to her. And I talk to her at least 5 times a year, minimum. I can't get her to spend any more money. She lives off of her Social Security. She spends about $1,500 a month. That's it. That's all she spends. And she is happy as can be. But I can't get her to spend any more. I want her to spend more. Whereas on the flip side, I have clients that spend $30,000 a month, maybe $35,000 a month. And I'm like, guys, you need to take a chill pill. You need to back off just a little bit. You're spending too much money too fast on the front end of your retirement. I have these hard conversations and these great conversations all the time. Now, for most of you that are listening today, if you decided to come work with me and I was your financial advisor, it's highly probable I'll tell you to spend more money. Because you, baby boomers specifically, and Gen X, you've got this same dilemma in some ways or another as well. And I say dilemma, but really it's this. You all were raised by the greatest generation. The generation that lived through the Great Depression, that had to scrimp and hold and do their very best to survive when there was very little. And you learned from a very early age that you needed to save and work hard and save and work hard. And because of this, you've done an amazing job holding onto these assets, but most of you just don't know how much is enough to actually retire comfortably. And we oftentimes retire later than we should. You've worked your entire lives to get to this retirement day. Let's do it appropriate for you so that you can live this amazing, spectacular, stupendous retirement. Again, there are some risks that come with retiring early. And maybe it's because, you know, you're like, all right, I'm going to retire at 60, but we're going to do what we call a bridge strategy, where we don't take our assets, our Social Security out until our full retirement age still, but we live off of our own assets. Well, this can be really dangerous, because the compounding effect is not going to be the same because we're taking money out of our investments early on in the plan, and they don't have the ability to work for us the way they did before. Or maybe we take our whole portfolio, which this is not recommended, and make it ultra conservative on the other side. Well, if we're not taking enough appropriate risk or exposure to growth and volatility, that could minimize my ability to retire as well. So we don't want to take too little risk, but we don't want to take too much risk because when we're taking income, we don't want to take when the markets are down. So we've got to balance that piece of it. That's one of the risks that we have to look at. We got to say, all right, what kind of risk am I taking in my portfolio? Am I taking too much or too little? And then we say, all right, if I am taking money out early and I'm not taking my Social Security yet, how much is an appropriate amount to take out? And what will that do to my compounding effect, my money being able to work for me and go bigger and bigger and bigger because there's more and more in there because I'm getting anywhere between 4 and 10% return on my money each year. Well, that gets eliminated to some degree or another. And then we also have to look and say, all right, what are the tax implications on my money too? I'm throwing a lot of different things at you all who are listening to us right now. And there's a lot of risks to retiring early. But how can we avoid them? Well, we build out a plan that strategizes the appropriate amount of risk we should take in our portfolios. But the most important thing that we can line up right now is we say, what kind of expenses do I have right now? And how many of those will I have when I actually pull the trigger and retire? How much do I need each month to live comfortably so that I never have to worry about running out of money? Or how much money do I need each month to live comfortably to be able to go out to eat at least once a week, probably, maybe twice a week for some of you who love food as much as I do? How much do we need for our quote unquote needs? And then we go into, all right, what are our wants? Do I want to travel? Do I want to spoil the grandkids? Do I want to go join a hobby group that costs me money because I buy too much thread? I don't know. Maybe I'm a quilter. It's all dependent on what you want out of retirement. And we've got to kind of refine this needs, wants, goals scenario before we can even start talking about the risks associated with it. Because if our expenses are higher than our income's going to be and it drains my assets down too fast, that's not going to work. Even if we can turn on Social Security, it might not be right because if I turn on Social Security too much, it dampens the growth potential of my Social Security and I don't get as much for a long period of time. There's so much to be looked at when it comes to retirement planning that most of us don't have time to do. You're busy. You've raised your family. You are working in your job. You're probably really good at your job, whatever that is. And you don't have time to figure out, all right, what does my plan look like? How much money do I need? All of these homework pieces and what kind of investments I should have. You don't have time for it. You want to enjoy life, not just in retirement, but also while you're working still. I think there's a really fine balance between saving for retirement and also enjoying life as I go. I don't want to save everything and never go out and live my life. My family would hate me. And I don't want to work too hard that they don't see me either. So we've got to find this balance. And if you don't have the time to put together the plan, then that's where the anxiety and stress comes in about retiring early. We don't want anxiety and stress in retirement. I hope you don't want stress and anxiety in retirement. And that's where a good planner puts together a plan that can help you to alleviate this stress and anxiety. We also have to look at what healthcare looks like in retirement as well. If I am retiring at 60, what do I do for healthcare until I get to 65, where Medicare typically turns on for most of us? What do we do? Is this a reason why we shouldn't retire? Most of the time, no. I don't think we should use healthcare as our crutch to keep us working for longer. There are strategies out there that can help us to get through to the Medicare point. But is it affordable? And is it more affordable at my job? And do I enjoy my job enough that I can stick around for a couple extra years? Because we got to look at it on the flip side too. If I don't enjoy my job and it's stressing me out and I feel like I'm losing life, years on my life by working even an hour longer, well, that's not good either. And there's a key piece to all of this that can come in and change someone's life. And here's what it is. If you're thinking about retiring early, but you're like, you know what, I think I'm going to work a little bit longer. oftentimes I'll come in and we'll have that good conversation. I'll say, yeah, you could retire yesterday. But here's the power. By me telling you when and that you could retire at this moment, it changes your perspective on your job forever. Because you are there by choice, not by necessity any longer. You have just taken control back in your job that you didn't have before. So when your boss comes to you and is a jerk or rude to you and gets mad at you, you can say, you know what? I don't have to take this if I don't want to. I have flexibility now. So what that does is psychologically, you're happier and you actually can work longer a lot of times. Now, again, do I want that? Probably not for most people. I want you to retire. I'm a retirement planner. I love helping solve the problem of retirement, making sure that you can stay retired, go into retirement happily, confidently, and never worry about where your next paycheck's coming from. This is also one of the biggest triggers to pull in your life, is pulling that trigger of quitting your job and retiring and living off of your own assets. Whereas before, either your business was doing it for you or you had an employer who was paying your paycheck every single month. It's very challenging to pull that trigger. And that's one of the reasons why people are like, I don't know if I should retire early or not. I think I'm going to keep working. It might not be about the assets. It might be about that anxiety of not having the job anymore and someone else paying the paycheck. And it might be that you're going to be bored in retirement. Let's hope that's not the case. And let's get some hobbies going and some travel and some grandkids or whatever it may be that you want to do. Let's make sure that you have what you need in retirement so you don't have to struggle through it mentally, emotionally, financially, physically. So if you're thinking about retiring early, but you haven't looked at the effects it has on your long-term finances, or you're like, I think I'm going to keep working for a bit longer because I don't know if I can retire. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what it looks like for you, what timing looks like for you, and the repercussions of either one, retiring early or working longer, because there's effects on both.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.